Hey, Chuck. So, of course, now we all want to know, how was the big debut? Was it exciting to perform?
Oh, yes. Nerve-wracking, but exciting. And I promise to share those details with you in just a bit. But first, I'm feeling a little nostalgic. Do you remember this? That was a recording of me plucking the strings of the cello for the first time in the first class as I tried to imagine being able to actually play the thing.
I do remember that, and I also remember there were some contemporary songs with cellos that you said you would like to be able to play. Can I ask, were you able to do that?
Honestly, that's mostly a project for my future cello career, but I did try with one of the songs called Vapor Trail by the 90s band Ride. It has this cello finish that's always knocked me out.
Yeah, so I can hear the cello in there, but I think I'm also hearing some other instruments. It sounds like it could be a full-string quartet even.
Yeah, and I felt I needed help with my attempts, so I added some guitar accompaniment, and I apologize in advance for any involuntary teeth grinding or jaw clenching, which might result from listening to this now.
That's pretty impressive. I can definitely hear the melody there, and your guitar playing is great.
Well, thank you. It was fun to do, a fun side project for me. But the main event, of course, has always been the debut concert. About a month before the show, we were practicing our selections almost exclusively, down to how we would stand and bow when it was all over. We were doing four selections, and there was one that was just giving me fits. I couldn't get through it without messing it up once or twice. And then, suddenly, it was the night of the concert, and I still didn't have it.
Oh, no, Chuck. It sounds like you were really obsessing over it.
Oh, yeah. You can believe it. And add to the pressure, the concert venue was the ballroom at Linden Place in Bristol. It's a very popular spot for weddings and other events with a touch of elegance. At the dress rehearsal the night before, I realized it would be much more high profile than our usual practice in a church function room. In front of a crowd, I would not be able to bury my mistakes.
Okay, now you're making me feel nervous. What about your fellow beginners, the other people in this class? Were they feeling the same anxiety that you were?
Well, I assumed we all were. But on the night of the concert, as we're waiting to go on, I commiserated with my friend Sean Booker of Bristol, a violinist, and found he had a confidence I could tap into.
I feel good about our performance. I think we've had a long time to practice these pieces, and if we can't get it done at this point, I think that's on us.
So that's when I decided to adopt Sean's attitude and try to enjoy myself. I talked to another violinist, Melissa Alschuler of Barrington, and agreed with her assessment of the progress our class had made.
It was a slow start, I have to admit, but now I feel like I'm in a really nice group.
We'd all been through a lot together. Our original class numbered about 20, but by the end we were down to just 12. I think we bonded as we stuck it out week after week. I feel like I made some good new friends. Melissa and I also shared the experience of having children coming to see us in a role reversal after all that time spent watching their school performances.
So I'm always the one in the audience cheering them on, so this is kind of a nice way to turn the tables.
Speaking of the audience, Chuck, what kind of crowd did you draw for this big performance?
I heard estimates of about 150 people there.
Wow, that's a lot.
Really, it was standing room only at the back. Not everyone was there to see us, of course. We were the beginners. We went first, followed by an intermediate and two advanced ensembles. So our turn came up pretty quickly.
So, without further ado, we're going to introduce you to our beginner ensembles led by Nathan Rodriguez.
And once it started, all the anxiety lifted, and I found I wasn't even aware of the crowd, just the sound we were all making and concentrating on being part of that sound. I think we did okay. We did finish strong.
Thank you. Sounds like a very supportive audience.
It sure does, although I must point out that the cheering started when we stood up to bow. A cynic might argue the crowd just realized we would not be playing anymore, and that's what the cheers were about.
Well, that sounds like the cynic in your head, Chuck, and I suspect that cynic would be wrong.
Without a doubt.
So now that it's all over, what's your takeaway from all of this? You spent a lot of time, a lot of effort. You dealt with physical issues, trying to get used to holding the cello, and then, of course, the mental block of not wanting to practice. Was it worth it?
Well, it certainly was for me. I can only hope listeners might feel the same way. I started out looking at adults learning a new skill and discovered that, one, we can, and two, it's good for us, as we heard from neurologist Jessica Alber. But more than that, what's unusual about this story is its effect on me. I've gotten a renewed interest in music. I'm signed up for the next course. The story's over, but I'm still involved.
And as you mentioned, you made some great friends, so who knows? Maybe there will be another chapter.
I'll let you know when I get to Carnegie Hall.
I can't wait for that concert. Thanks, Chuck.
Thank you, Elizabeth.